You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Hi. Hi!
Welcome to Scale Wow! I'm Caitlin Bradnick.
And I'm Sue Smith.
And we love scams. Guys, these scams are just coming real fast and loose.
Listen, here's the thing. YouTube is the scam that keeps on scamming, and it's very nice.
It's the epicenter of shady people.
It really is. There's so many shady people, and this week was an urgent week, so we know we just brought you two YouTube episodes in a row, but... You know,
and guess what? There's another one.
We're intrepid reporters and we need to cover the news. And that's our duty in life.
Also, we're learning. I personally am learning so much news as it's developing, guys. I was never a YouTube person. As you know, I'm still confused. But it's getting so fascinating. It's getting exciting. And we have info hot off the internet webs. Hot off those fibers.
Hot off the webs. Wait, before we get started, I just want to thank our new Patreons. Thank you, scammers. You guys are great.
Thank you, Tamara.
Rachel, Heidi, Jessica, Emma, Mariah, and Leah. Thank you so much.
Holy shit. Hi, guys. Sue, do you have a scam for them, a specific scam just for them to look out for this week?
To look out for this week. Yes, I will tell them to not go to your family's house. That's a scam because everybody, that's how we're spreading coronavirus is people at their family's house. So be careful. No offense, Katie.
Yeah, your families are giving it to you. No offense. Yeah, families are definitely giving it to you with love and hugs. Also, I have another scam for you because I was about to explode. I found out that certain fibers and certain different types of cotton and the way it's folded are better masks than other masks. So somebody could get you a really cute print and you're like, oh, look, I'm so cute. Look how chic I am. But it doesn't protect as much as another mask that might be more folded or have more layers. So just check your mask thickness.
Yeah.
Check your thickness.
Okay. I got a real cheap polyester one and it definitely doesn't prevent a lot of
throw it away.
At all. So
no. Double up.
Watch out for the mask scams. Okay. So you guys.
Thank you guys.
Thank you, Patreon supporters. We love you so much. We really appreciate you. You are the ultimate scammers. Yeah. As we mentioned, it has been a very significant time in YouTube news. So we've actually had to bring back one of our chief YouTube correspondents.
We get to bring back this hero, this scamspondent galore. Who I get text messages about. Can I just say I get text messages about how great she is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shut up.
I do. We got another one this week.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do. I'm sending it to you.
That is sweet. I'm just somebody that has way too much time on her hands and has loved YouTube since the umbilical cord was attached.
Welcome,
Mackenzie Thomas.
Mackenzie Thomas.
Welcome back.
Thank you
so much for dropping everything to report on this breaking news.
Literally throwing things aside.
Just tossing it aside.
We're calling yet a scam. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I needed somewhere to talk about this because I'm quarantined alone.
Yes.
I have nobody here to bounce things off of.
We're bouncing.
I need to talk about this.
So do we want to start? Okay. At Jenna Marbles, where do we want to start?
Wait, let's rewind way back because somebody like maybe, let's say me, doesn't remember anything. So let's say you're a woman who has a two-year-old at home and you just had to sing him asleep again. No, you did not pee in a diaper this week, but you never know. What are we talking about? We're talking about YouTube celebrities who are makeup celebrities.
Okay, so we're talking... Yes.
And sorry, I'm really breaking it down so slow.
Mackenzie can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I got this. So about a year ago, thank you. About a year ago, there was some drama with Shane Dawson, Jeffree Star, and Tati Westbrook, and James Charles, where they said, and Tati is like 40, James and Shane are both in their 30s, or Jeffree and Shane are both in their 30s. They accused James of being like a pedophile and said all this nasty shit about James. And then Tati, who was like great friends with James, turned on James. And now there's some things coming out.
They didn't accuse him of being a pedophile. They accused him of being a sexual predator, not on underage people, but straight men.
Well, but meanwhile, James Charles is 18 years old. So like, of course he's weird.
Also, he was getting all this fame because he was like the first cover girl that was a man, and he's freaking beautiful and he's talented and lovely. Yeah. And he and Tati were like BFFs, and then they just decided, let's drag him. And they really did.
Yes. So, and then Jeffree Star is this like evil villain of the YouTube makeup world who.
It's like a Cruella DeVille.
Yes.
Kinda.
Perfect. Cruella DeVille with lots of tattoos, very skinny, and smokes a lot of weed. Like that's who this is. Lives in.
Might have cheek implants. You never know.
Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect way to describe Jeffree Star.
Lives in a $14 million mansion in Calabasas. This is Jeffree Star. He's a bad guy. He's a villain. Shane Dawson wants to be everybody's friend, but he's secretly a scammer.
Wait, really quick. We talked about Shane in the last episode because we said he was kind of... We talked about that with Amanda and Mackenzie, saying that we don't really trust him as a YouTube celebrity because he plays this, guys, I'm just such a poor guy from wherever. And he actually is incredibly rich and wealthy and like has a lot of money and throw things around. So Shane plays a puppy dog character and he plays that with Jeffree Star. Sorry.
Yeah.
And, you were saying about
and just recently, and Shane just recently, which we'll bring up later, has made probably like $1 million off of the new palette restock.
Ugh. Oh my God.
So Shane, plays this like Dr. Phil character, like he's everybody's friend.
Yes.
And he wants to fix everybody's problems, but he got close to Jeffree. They put out a makeup palette. Everybody criticized Shane and being like, this is a bad guy. Why are you hanging out with Jeffree? Because Jeffree's been racist in the past. Shane has been racist in the past. And then Tati, who is James's best friend, is just, I think she's just like kind of a naive, dumb beauty guru who they turned against James, right?
I think she's a girl who got super excited.
Yeah.
I think Tati really is somebody who is very kind, but also is not cautious about where she gives that kindness.
Yes.
So she can be easily manipulated by other people.
Yes.
Also, it just seemed like she really, when she was describing how she was, so Jeffree Star and Shane brought this drama to Tati to be like, don't be friends with James. You know, he's a bad guy, all this stuff. He's creepy with men. So Tati, because we saw today, she just came out with a video the first time explaining her side. It seemed to me that she just like really got into all the drama. They're like, ooh, this guy's bad. You should know this. Like, it's almost like she just got super overexcited and like stimulated and like drunk on the gossip and then ended her friendship. It seemed like a really great friendship.
Well, see, the thing is, I think we have to think about the time that this happened. This happened right when the Me Too movement was kicking off. Like Harvey Weinstein in the news every single day, people coming out. And of course you're going to believe stories that your friends are telling you about your other friend. Like if someone came to you and said, oh, our close friend actually assaulted somebody.
So scary and so stressful.
You would believe it because it's scary. And so I really, really feel like, I don't know. I get where she is coming from. But also she didn't, I feel like she underestimated who she was dealing with, which is Shane and Jeffrey, who are manipulative people.
Yes. So that's like the backstory, the history of all this drama. So what started last week was Jenna Marbles, who's a very big YouTuber who's been on YouTube for like 10 years, decided to quit the platform because of like past stuff that she'd done in the past, like blackface and stuff that she wanted to apologize for and she was ashamed of. Oh, so she just quit YouTube in general. And that's like her main source of income, though.
Well, if you did blackface on YouTube, I can see you'd be like, I need to
get out of
away.
There.
It's so public. You got to go. Move so on, baby. Then,
yeah. So that was like Wednesday, I think. And then Friday, Shane releases this video saying he was inspired by Jenna Marbles to apologize for all of his old blackface videos.
Not inspired by all the people that he harmed.
Right, exactly. But he doesn't take down any of his videos. He just apologizes for doing these like racist characters.
They're really bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad. When I was a kid, I was terrified of Shane Dawson.
Really?
And I feel like if I had my fifth grade diary, I would be able to find actual evidence of me talking
really?
About
what scared you about it?
Because I knew it was hateful when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I feel so guilty about getting sucked into this trap of watching Shane Dawson's content, because unfortunately, I started rewatching, like watching his content that wasn't racist, like him just like eating food or like hanging out with like Drew Monson or Garrett, when something really unfortunate happened in my family. And I started to believe, oh my God, well, if Shane Dawson can change, then bad people in my family can also change. But that's not true.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mackenzie, what did you think of his
you heard it here first.
Apology video over the weekend?
I dream of a good apology video a lot. And this was not one of them.
So Shane sent, you're talking about Shane's apology video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he basically was like, I was a different person back then. I would never do that now. Okay. Then why are you giving your platform to racist people? Tana Mojo, Jeffree Star, Jake Paul, time and time again, you're giving a platform to racist ass people.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I feel so guilty because there's parts of me that's like, oh yeah, people can change, blah, blah, blah. But I just don't think that's with Shane. I don't think that's true. I think it's people can change is something that you have to take as a concept with a grain of salt, you know?
Right.
Like,
well, I also think you can choose, people can change, but I don't have to believe this guy.
Like, I don't.
This piece of shit could change.
Yeah. He did not apologize for his behavior. He apologized for the behavior of another
old
Shane.
Yeah. He's like,
old
that's
Shane.
Not me anymore. But then to say that doesn't take responsibility.
Like, get on camera and say that you were a terrible racist.
So this becomes the number one trending video on YouTube over the weekend. People are talking about this. People are dissecting his apology video and talking shit about it. And then today, which is Tuesday, Tati Westbrook releases a video called Breaking My Silence. And anytime anything is called that, you know it's going to be good.
It's a Lifetime movie waiting to happen.
It's 40 Tati. Minutes of amazing.
40 minutes,
and it's
guys.
Actually made me cry.
Mackenzie was like, I'm crying.
We were texting with Mackenzie. She's weeping.
Give us a recap. What's your opinion of the Tati video?
So Tati's video makes a lot of sense. There was another video that came out a couple days ago by a conservative YouTuber. I don't really love her, Blair White. And Blair White was explaining all of this stuff about Tati, Jeffrey, Shane. Those three names constantly getting thrown around. But everything that Tati said in this video, time-wise, lines up perfectly to what Blair was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a really important piece of the puzzle. But I don't know. The summary of the video, basically she gets into it. She says that she's made amends with James Charles. They've talked about it off camera. Good for them. Great. She apologized to Jackie Ina, which was a long overdue apology. Everybody in the beauty community needs to apologize to Jackie Ina.
Who's this now?
Jackie Ina is the best beauty guru on YouTube. Period.
Wait, was that the one that Danielle, our guest, said looked like old and used up?
No, that's Tati herself.
Oh my God, Jackie Ina could never look old and used up. Oh my God. She is okay. This incredible.
Just checking. I want to know who my old fogies are.
Jackie is a very, very cool person. Somebody that Jeffree Star went off on like a couple years ago and said some really vile racist things like about Jackie. And Jackie's just kind of stayed out of the drama. And I really commend her for that. She stayed in her own lane. She worked on a foundation like line for Too Faced that expanded to darker shades because she is that bitch. Tati apologized to Jackie, which I thought was huge.
Why did Tati have to apologize to Jackie? What did Tati do to Jackie?
She just like, I think, stopped talking to her after Jeffrey went off on her on Twitter in like a kind of like racist manner. So like, yeah. Tati really needs to apologize.
Tati co-signed the racist bullshit. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
So Mackenzie, what you were saying that Blair and Tati's video lined up time-wise. What were the things that Blair was saying why did Blair comment? Is she in the group? What was this person?
Blair said that she was personally threatened by Jeffree Star.
Like physically?
No, but like threatened.
Like he has dirt on her.
Yeah, he like basically threatened her with like dirt or like whatever. Jeffree's like, you know, has threatened to ruin people time and time again. That's like a normal behavior. And Blair in the video basically said he threatened me with an audio message of somebody coming forth and saying that James sexually assaulted them.
Okay.
And that Tati also talks about that audio message in the video. And all of it just is kind of lining up like too perfectly. She talks about how Jeffrey was creating the documentary series with Shane Dawson about the beauty community. And Tati also talks about that. And so it lines up too well for me not to kind of believe Tati, but also there are other pieces to this puzzle.
Well, Shane says that he tries to stay out of the drama and he doesn't want to be in the drama. Meanwhile, today, Tati said that Shane offered to edit her last video that was like this drama video about why she's breaking off her friendship with James Charles. So, like, you can't play both sides like that.
I know. No, and it makes so much sense.
Yeah,
he's just stating that he doesn't want to be a part of it, but he's acting a part of it. And this was all happening because Shane Dawson and Jeffree Star. So Shane likes to do these little mini like documentaries. At first we were drawn to him because he does scams. Like we didn't know about his psychotic past, but he was always finding like the scam or the truth behind stuff or the truth behind water or like just like random things. It was sort of interesting.
Literally bottled water.
Bottled water.
Yeah. Literally Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, exactly. Just very simple, basic things. So he and Jeffree Star were going to create a documentary together. And at the time when that was about to come out or while they were working on it, that's when they were sending around these bizarre text messages with apparent voice memos in them. And that's when they started befriending and like confiding into these two women and I guess others saying they should all turn against James.
Yes.
And Tati's claiming they did that because they were both, or mostly Jeffrey was jealous of James, right?
Which makes sense.
Total sense. James is adorable and successful and was like gaining more popularity.
And young and like just like young, very cute. Lovely. He seems like,
yeah,
I don't know.
But I mean, also, I just like, I have to be careful what I say about James Charles because we do not know really if he did not assault somebody.
Right. We don't know. That's right. True.
We don't know. And it's just like, whoa, all of these people kind of suck, like either way you put it.
Oh, lots of them suck.
Oh, yeah.
And it really sucks. And I just, I it's fishy to me, okay? It's fishy to me that Shane waited 3 days until his palette sold out on the restock to apologize for the racist shit that has been resurfacing on Twitter.
Three days.
And yeah. You know how fast it took him to get on Instagram Live when Tati put out her video? 2 fucking seconds.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. And there's so much shit going on in our fucking country right now, and it makes me want to puke that he did not donate the proceeds of his fucking video to Black Lives Matter or any, like, he could have. I talked to my friends, I was like, thinking about how there's so many disenfranchised people right now in the world. There's so many trans women who need their bills to be paid and are exiled from their families. He could have changed a life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put your money where your mouth is.
Tati very clearly in the description of her video is like, all AdSense proceeds from this are going to this charity, which Shane could have easily done, but he's a greedy little bitch.
Yeah, he's a greedy little pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gross. She also said that when Jeffree Star befriended her, he said he was going to get involved in her charity work as well. And so she really got this idea that everybody was going to be this big family. And the thing that made me laugh about Tati's video, she was like, I'm making them better people. And I think that anybody who believes in their heart that their 5 cents, 2 cents makes you a better person, like, religiously too. Like, I just think that's like a very, very high horse. It's very careful. You don't see much when you're up on that horse. You don't realize people might not agree with you or aren't or, like, don't think you're changing their life.
Yeah, looking down off that horse, she didn't see very much.
She tripped a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. So then we found out moments after Tati's video was released, it was announced that YouTube had demonetized all of Shane Dawson's videos, which is
period
massive.
What does that mean? I don't understand that.
That means he can't make any money on his videos. He can't put
ever again.
They didn't say for how long, but he can't put any ads on his videos. So like that's his income.
No, he has this like lip palette or whatever he's doing.
Right, but I don't know. I think that is huge, Mackenzie. What do you?
Okay,
that is huge.
He's set for life. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, yeah, I think it's awesome that YouTube is taking money away from this man. But also, like, he made millions of dollars on that palette. And that is scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he didn't make billions, like learning with Kylie Jenner.
Billions are a scam.
Yeah. They're all bad. Like, Jeffree is evil. Literally couldn't look more like a supervillain. And Shane wants to tell everybody that he's an empath. Tip number one, if anybody tells you that they're an empath, they're not.
They're a scammer.
They're not.
Wait, why do you say that?
They're realizing how uncomfortable you are.
I really think, honestly, if somebody has to tell you that they care about other people and can feel their emotions, it might kind of be the opposite in some cases.
Wow. Hot take.
That's a hot take. And I'm sorry for all the self-identifying empaths out there, but I'm this specific circumstance.
Yeah.
My son's an empath, actually, Mackenzie. He's 2 years old. He's incredibly sensitive. If another baby cries, he cries with them.
Okay. Aww. Okay. But I think actually often about the story you told me about your baby. I don't know if it was on the podcast or after we were recording how he literally thought that Halloween was an act of giving and he was giving other people. Like, okay, the only true empath out there, your son.
The only empath in this entire world.
He really is. Today, his little friend was leaving and moved to another state because of COVID, and he didn't understand what was going on. And then when they left, he just cried because everybody else was crying. And he just looked at me like, I have to cry as well.
He's like, welp, I guess.
I guess this is, we're going to share this experience together. Okay, enough about my son.
Sensitive boy.
Sensitive boys.
I love it.
But this guy is not sensitive. Shane Dawson.
But throughout all of this, Jeffree Star has been radio silent. He hasn't tweeted in like a week. He hasn't said a word about this. And people,
which is rare for him, right? He's constantly talking.
Oh,
he loves drama.
He's always on Instagram Live being like going off on somebody. Like, it's very bizarre for him to be radio silent right now, which a lot of people are thinking that Jeffree's ex is going to make a video.
Nate?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love that.
Is he the hot one?
Yeah, the hot one. I think that if he made a video, I feel like he's really the only person that knows everything.
Everything.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this account that I follow called Lil Bitch, she says that she thinks that Jeffree has threatened physical harm on some of these people.
Definitely.
I definitely want to know more about. Because, like, we know he saves everything and he gets blackmail against people and shit like that. But the Lil Bitch says she thinks that people fear for their lives who cross him, which is crazy.
I agree. I agree.
They're like longevity. They're afraid he's going to cancel them. And even in Tati's video, she said, if you think of canceling somebody, just wait a second before you give up on them, before you cancel them. And I'm like, no, rapists can be canceled. But I hear what you're saying is you yourself don't want to be canceled.
Pedophiles, that's rapists, exactly canceled.
What I thought. A pedophile rapist, I will cancel that person. No probs. But what she's trying to say is like, give them the benefit of the doubt. They can learn or change. The only thing I didn't like about hers is, as we get it, that she was sort of, as she feels like, hoodwinked or gaslit into like believing these things. But she should also, there's a bit of it where I wanted to say, like, regardless, it's still my fault. In this video, a lot of it, she did play the victim card. And I was like, could you just say like one sentence, like, but regardless, I still did it and that was bad. And I still publish it and that was bad. Through her video, she really plays the victim card. And I've done that in my life. Like when I've been too embarrassed, I'm like, they did this to me. It's so tough. I'm such a little sensitive victim. And it's like, no, sometimes you do the bad shit and you have to just flat out apologize.
Yeah. So then Shane goes on Instagram Live for like,
this was so embarrassing for him.
Ew.
2 minutes. And he deleted it from his story, of course, but it's on YouTube. And I'll link it in the show notes. But he goes on Instagram Live as he's watching this. And it seems so fake, though. He was like, she's lying. I can't believe this. It's just like so dramatic and it seems so fake. I don't know. What did you think?
The best part of that video is Ryland, his fiance, being like, get off. Like Shane, really? like you can hear him saying like in the background, get off, like get off the phone. And I was like, interesting. I just, Shane, okay. This is what made me, actually. It made me mad. It made me mad when, in the video, Tati was like, I opened up to him about my sexual assault. And then Shane, right, when he's recording, factor. Goes, so what? I was molested. Yeah, okay, Shane, me too. Me too. And guess what?
Yeah.
Don't invalidate her experience. Yeah. I've been through the same shit, but don't. Like, okay, you've been through shit, but you're still a bad person.
Yeah, you can't categorize her shit. And you can't, like, you can't decide what level it's on. And also, just because you've had a traumatic experience yourself doesn't mean that the other person was anything like yours. It's their own traumatic experience.
Exactly. And it's just, like, I'm sick of him pulling things out of like this huge bag that he has of like trauma. And I think a lot of people are really scared to make that point. Like, I'm someone who's struggling all the time with my mental health. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But does that make me feel like I'm going to be racist?
No.
Does that make me feel like I'm going to just for fun make somebody question if they want to live or die?
No.
Right. No. No.
Right. And we all have different coping skills. It seems to be his coping skill is ripping a person apart online, where our coping skills might be to get a milkshake. I don't know.
Yes.
It's milkshake. Just
there's many ways you can handle it.
Hello, milkshake. Yes.
Hello.
And maybe you know three. What made me so mad? It was how Ryland, Shane's fiance.
Who's Ryland?
Okay. Shane's fiance has been so quiet about all the racist videos that have been coming out. And pedophilic videos that have been coming out that are disgusting. Like, wait, have you seen them?
Wait, we didn't even mention Willow Smith.
Right. I was going to tell you, Alan turned to me the other day and was like, Shane Dawson did weird shit with Willow Smith. And the whole Smith family was on him on Twitter.
Yes. Yep. So this is from years ago that was unearthed. Saw a poster of her and started like, fake jacking off to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was 11. And then Jada tweeted about it and was like, too many, no more excuses. And then Jaden tweeted about it too. So they're canceling Shane Dawson. People are saying,
I thought Shane was gay too. Why is he making,
I know. I think he was closeted for a while.
He was closeted for a really long time. And that's
on YouTube.
Shane's bi. And he was with this woman named Lisa, who's in a lot of these videos. Like, Lisa was in his movie. Lisa is the other person in that video where he's like talking about how to use a vibrator to his 12-year-old cousin. She's the woman in that video. And he basically started dating Ryland like 3 years ago. And they've been together.
You can't be gay and still masturbate to whomever you want. I'm just okay. Not.
But he made these awful fucking, like, I cannot. He used to be very strange towards younger girls. And I had no idea about any of this. None. Until like a couple days ago.
Very strange, like on comments, or he did videos.
Okay. Well, okay.
There's, are you on the Reddit?
No.
No,
I'm not on the Reddit, but I am like heavily invested in all these threads that are coming out on Twitter. There's this a couple instances. So there's a video of him fake jacking off to Willow Smith. There's a video of him showing like his fans, his underage fans. He had an underage audience that was known by anybody who was on YouTube, an underage audience of 12-year-old girls. And he was like, like, look at them in my merch. Like, if I, Justine, who was another YouTuber at the time, wasn't watching, I'd rape all of you.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
And then he was on a podcast, and he said to his podcast host, they were talking about a six-year-old, and he was like, but isn't she, six? Like, low-key sexy? Is that bad to say? And his co-host was like, yeah, that's bad to say, you freak.
Yeah, it's really bad. Jesus. But so there's another clip. There's another clip that totally actually made me upset because I sympathized so much with one of the girls in this video. It's this video, and maybe you guys can like include the audio. It's disgusting.
No thanks.
There's this dude.
We'll take your word for it.
These two like young girls, obviously underage, and he was like, good job today, guys. Like apparently they were like in a video or something. He was like, but you should shake your titties more to one of them. And then he says, you with the jacket, you need to show more. Oh. And the girl with the jacket on, she steps back and she just like opens her mouth and is like, oh my God. But I've like been that girl before, you know? That's been like, oh my God, that was like, I've thought it was funny in the moment, but then like maybe on the car ride home, I thought about it real hard and I was like, I don't like that.
Well, yes.
You cry or you feel scared a little bit. Like it's really creepy.
Really creepy stuff that you like are gaslit in the moment to thinking it's okay. There's a thread on Reddit that has some screenshots of DMs from girls and they say things like, I got to meet Shane Dawson at a movie premiere when I was 15 and he gave me a long kiss on my neck for a pic when I told him how much I loved him. At the time, it didn't feel wrong, but when I got home and shared my love story, all the adults in my life told me how fucked up it was. And there are like 10 screenshots of DMs like this. So he was doing like weird shit to his young fans for some reason.
It also seems very disrespectful. Like there's this element of like, well, you're a young girl. So, I mean, no doubt women are constantly disrespected, but that it just treats them like their innocence or their budding sexuality or just the way they're standing. Like for him, he just decides he can comment and approach it and like address it in such a disrespectful way.
I just hate it all. I feel so gross that I like consumed his content at one point. It wasn't when he was like, I've never watched a Shane Dawson like sketch when he was doing sketch comedy. Like I watched those maybe a couple times when I was 12 and it fucking scared the shit out of me. But I started watching these videos of him, Drew Monson and Garrett, and it really, really hooked me in. And it makes me so upset because the power of being a star is a really scary
thing. What was it that hooked you in?
I love Drew Monson.
Drew is really funny.
Who's Drew Monson?
He is this guy on YouTube. He really like is somebody that I've always looked up to. He's very funny. The first video I ever watched of his was him talking about how somebody threatened to shove a log up his ass on the street. And he does like this very funny like bit about it in his Drew Monson way. And I've loved him ever since, separate from Shane. And then he started hanging out with Shane. And I loved Drew so much that I just watched. And I God, I'm such a sucker for entertainment.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of people are struggling right now, because I'm such a sucker for entertainment and laughing. And I just really was like, well, maybe he's changed, but he really hasn't. He's just as racist and selfish. And all of these videos that are coming out right now of him with his only black friend I've ever seen him have, Shauna, of her, him like saying the N-word around her.
Mm.
And it just like actually makes me so upset. Like, these videos were filmed in like 2014, maybe. That's not a long time ago.
Mm-mm. No.
And if you're in your 20s, you know you're not supposed to be saying that.
Yeah.
And it just, like, God, I really, really hope he atones for this privately. I don't want to see him on YouTube anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you think you'll still support him and watch his videos?
Fuck no. Like, yeah. If I really want to know what's going on, I'll wait till somebody re-uploads it.
Mm-hmm. Or watch a drama channel.
Or till somebody tells you. You can just read the notes on Twitter.
Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. I'm done. I'm done.
Wait, so then what's your final opinion on Tati as well? Do you think she's manipulating all of us, as Shane says, or she was manipulated by Shane and Jeffrey?
I think both.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I think both. I think she's definitely protecting James. I don't think James is innocent in this yet. We don't have the evidence or proof of anything. And I do feel like she was manipulated, though, by Jeffrey and Shane. I do.
Yeah. I do, too. I feel like they bullied her.
It's so bad. It's so bad. Like, I just want them to give all of their money to all of these organizations right now that are out there and advertising that people need money. Like, there's so many GoFundMes and stuff. Mm-hmm. That, like,
let's put those organizations, Mackenzie, that you love, let's put them in our notes as well.
Yes. Yeah. Like, people,
so listeners, people, you guys can look down in our notes and link.
Yeah. Need help right now. I just, it makes me so mad that Shane's always gonna be okay. Like, he's made his money. Like, you know, his retirement fund is set.
Also, it came out today, Tati said that Jeffrey may be a part owner in Morphe, which is
insane.
Insane.
And what is Morphe?
It's this makeup company that is very popular on YouTube. Like, a lot of beauty gurus have, like, affiliate codes with Morphe. Like,
mm-hmm.
Code James for 10% off, like, stuff like that.
Is James Charles with Morphe?
Yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah.
I thought I saw that. Yeah. So he's trying to cancel someone that is making money for his own company.
Well, it's not confirmed.
He already did it before.
Yeah. It's not confirmed that Jeffrey is a part owner, but Morphe is like, they make low cost makeup that's pretty good quality. And they always put out collabs with Jeffrey and Tati. I don't know if they did one with Tati, but they did one with James as well. But
the thing is, I would not put it past Jeffrey to be a co-owner of Morphe because he loves money so much. He owned Killer Merch, which was the company that distributed James Charles's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't put it past Jeffrey.
Yeah, he wants to get his hands in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
100%.
And how old is Jeffree Star, like 75?
Yeah. No, like 35.
Let me actually.
He looks like a person whose skin is about to drip off at any moment.
Oh my God.
Like, if you just think of somebody on a hanger and then walking, you're like, oh, are you a hanger
that
or are
is
you a person?
It. And if you look at a retrospective of his previous faces and bodies, it's amazing. Like, he looks so different.
And for somebody who sells makeup, he does a lot of plastic surgery. So he's doing a lot of work without makeup.
Jeffree Star is 34.
He should be selling like medical tools and like fillers. And he'll be in lip injections in no time.
He does have lip injections.
Right. I mean, he'll be selling them soon.
But his own brand.
His own brand. Yeah. Maybe that's, I don't know. I don't want him to make anything anymore.
Yeah.
I just, I feel like Jeffree Star, Shane, the videos of Jeffree Star screaming the N-word at Black women, woof. Woof. I rewatched it the other day and I was like, holy fucking shit. Yeah. That is horrible. And it's angry and it just sounds racist. Like, it just sounds.
Yeah, it's racist.
It sounds like he meant it so much when he said that word. And I just, oof, it really hurt. It really hurt to just hear somebody say that word with such a fierceness and an anger is disgusting. And he doesn't deserve what he has right now. And Shane does not deserve what he has right now. Those blackface videos of him are jarring. They're disgusting.
I can't.
They are. I've been rewatching re-uploaded videos of them. The stuff that I haven't seen.
So you don't give him money?
Yeah. Oh my God. I've been rewatching and it's disgusting that I was talking to some of my white friends about it. And they were like, yeah, I used to watch Shane when I was a kid and I didn't see any problem with what he was doing. And that's the problem.
Here's the thing. People who are bad at comedy think that doing stereotypes are funny, and it's not funny. It's very basic. When I used to teach stand-up comedy in New York, everybody would have a Nazi joke or a Hitler joke. It's like the most extreme thing they can think of. And it's not fucking funny. Like, the nuanced shit is funny. Not these broad swaths of things. That's not funny.
I'm so over it. It's not funny. And, like, Shane just, like, always blames his racism on the fact that he was poor. Or the fact that he's mentally ill.
Lots of people are poor and mentally ill. Doesn't mean they have to be racist.
I mean, hi, exactly. I'm one of them. Jeez.
I mean, right now. That's why we're begging you to be our Patreon.
I'm not a racist.
We don't have any money.
Like,
we're not racist and we're both medicated.
We're both poor and mentally ill.
Like,
yeah.
I also really think the people I would love, can I do like a little list of the people I would love to make a video?
Yes.
Shane's mom.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
Shane's mom would love to hear that.
Why? Do you think she has critical things to say about him or no?
No, I just want to, I just know exactly what it would be. And I would just like her to make a fool out of herself.
What do you think it would be?
I just think she would just be like, I just want to know what she would say. I just want to know what the mother of a monster would say.
Oh my God.
Do you think she'd be like equally racist?
Yeah, probably. And just like, I feel like all of these people need to be, like, exposed for how awful they are because, like, it's not, we're not building good communities.
Yeah.
We're not raising good children. Like, it's crazy. It's, Shane Dawson taught a whole generation of kids how to be racist. A whole generation of kids, like, to make fun of people that were different than them, and that's not okay. And, like, it's really, really not okay. Like, these screenshots that are coming out of Shane with his friend Shauna, like, and two other Black people. He took a photo of just, like, his friend Shauna and two other POCs, and he made the caption, in Africa.
Oh.
Yeah. And I, like, just would love to hear somebody that knew Shane during that time to speak out about how racist he was off camera, because I bet it was pretty fucking bad, and I feel like people need to know that. Like, no pressure on anybody, but I just want to know.
But we're calling for it.
Like,
but we would like it. Yeah.
Yeah, I want Garrett to say something.
I want Garrett to say something. Do you think, did you see his tweet?
His tweet?
From a few days ago?
What?
He was like, it's really sweet. I it's definitely talking about Shane.
Wait, who's Garrett again?
Garrett?
The fiance?
No, Garrett is one of Shane's good-natured friends that hangs out with Drew as well. Drew, my toehold.
Yeah.
Garrett is a lovely person and loves, like, creatures and animals and bugs and is, like, lovely. Yeah.
And, but then also I'm like, yeah, Garrett is amazing and, like, everybody is, like, and he's sweet, but, like, I'm also, like, he knowingly knew.
Well,
right, and you're hanging out with
racists. We don't know, because maybe that's why he distanced himself from it. you know?
Because he stopped hanging out with him. I'd love Morgan, Rylan's sister, to speak on it.
Mm-hmm. So this is what Garrett said like 2 days ago when Shane's thing came out. He said, things that are good need very few words. Good things don't need to endlessly campaign with an onslaught of words to convince anyone of their good. They just are. Good things are very effortlessly felt in your heart and mind, much like a beautiful song. And then he linked to Bill Evans' piece on YouTube, a song, a beautiful song. So that's sweet. And I feel like that's addressing it without addressing it.
Yeah.
I also think what we have to talk about, too, is that everyone's saying, like, you know, where generations are being raised on this. But just because something is on YouTube and accessible as, quote, entertainment doesn't mean that it's appropriate for you or your kids. And I'm not ever going to tell, you know, another mother how to parent or anything like that. But I just think that we as a society go like, oh, well, they took a lot of time to edit, upload this and add music. It must be good. Like the we're aware now of the effort it takes to create a video and sound effects and editing that like we as people, young people, old people, we just go like, oh, this is interesting. This is holding my attention. This has some funny words, or this guy looks like somebody I know. And that doesn't mean that they're a good person. It just means that they happen to upload something online. And I think sometimes that can get muddled because we see so much content. We see so much happening. And a lot of us go like, I don't want to miss out. Or if everyone's talking about this one person, I want to see who they're talking about. And then you just automatically another video is uploaded and you just start watching it again. And accidentally you're watching something kind of horrific. So I think that's, we all have to be more on top of what we absorb.
Well, when Shane was uploading this the racist content, YouTube was in a very different place than it was before. Like, I have never, like, a lot of kids that kind of grew up in the same I guess like not time but like era of YouTube that I did, like, we didn't watch YouTube with our parents, like, they didn't check our web history, like, everything was very available. Like, you could be watching a video of a cute little cat rolling around and then a Shane Dawson blackface video right after that.
Right. And it's hard because kids also don't know, like, when to stop. I think it's also confusing. And you don't know, or you hope to educate and tell people, like, okay, quick, turn that off. This is not something.
Right.
We're like, you have to be very aggressive with YouTube. YouTube isn't like, even something as like watered down as the local network channels. Like, they're watered down for a reason because they have plenty of complaints and there's people watching them. There's people like rating them and reporting about them, but YouTube has no FCC, sort of checks and balances.
Yeah. Mackenzie, are there other like POC creators on YouTube that we could say advocate for instead of these people?
Literally watch Jackie Aina. Okay, please. She is literally like the coolest ever. She is, oh my God. Jackie Aina is incredible. I love her so much. She has a really hot boyfriend that is too hot for me not to speak on. And she knows what she's talking about. She loves makeup and she's just so could not be bothered about the drama. And I think that's somebody that needs to really be highlighted.
I'm going to put her in the show notes so you guys can watch her.
Oh, you know what? I do have another YouTuber that I really want to shout out. She's a drama channel. As Told by Kenya. Have you guys ever watched her videos? She is like sitting down with like a friend and she's just like talking about what she thinks about stuff. And she has like the best reactions to things. And she's so smart and like funny. I adore her. She's obviously another great YouTuber. And she's also a person of color. And that's awesome.
Oh my God, her first video is Black Girl Watches One Tree Hill, which is very funny.
Yeah, she's awesome.
But also, I mean, what's kind of nice about this, and not to be like a super optimist, but the fact that it's creating so many ripples and frustration and responses is a good thing that people are calling this shit out. It's not like it happened and everyone's like, well, that's the way of the world. Let's continue. Like, I like that people are really mad and embarrassed and horrified. And
yeah,
I don't think it's a bad thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mackenzie, I do, before we wrap it up, I just want to clarify, I didn't mean to ask you to recommend people of color because you are people of color.
No, I didn't.
I meant because you're a people of YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I didn't think that at all.
I didn't want to put the burden on you of having to do the work for us white ladies. Like, it's because you know YouTube already.
No, but I stand by Jackie Aina and As Told by Kenya. They're both great YouTubers that I enjoy.
Amazing.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for joining us for this very special, important report.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's also very last minute. We basically texted Mackenzie like, please, you're a YouTube queen. Be a part of this.
I am so happy to talk about it. I think about YouTube all the time. I think about stuff like this. I think about YouTube, the internet. I love the internet. I was raised by it. Like, I care about this stuff in a big way.
It's your father.
Okay.
It really is, though. And it really is. It really is.
The internet's your dad. Well,
it's my dad.
You guys.
Yeah. Guys, this was a great episode.
This was so fun.
If you have any questions and you're like, who are those people again? You can also DM us on Instagram because we're all just like figuring it out as well. And we will then send those messages to Mackenzie Thomas and she will explain again.
Or you can just DM me on Instagram as well. Like, I check all my DMs. I just don't respond to the creepy ones. So if you're not being creepy and you want to talk YouTube, hey. I'm around.
What's your Instagram?
Mackenzie. Just my name.
M-A-C.
M-A-C, yeah.
Katie, what's your Instagram?
Mine is Katie, C-A-I-T-Y, Brodnick, B-R-O-D-N-I-C-K. Yeah.
Nice.
And Sue Smith, what's yours?
Mine is just Sue Smith.
Guys, we're crushing it.
We're crushing it. You can follow us on Instagram at ScamWow Podcast, or you can visit ScamWowPodcast.com for all of our stuff, our merch, and our Patreon. Link to our Patreon there, where we have exclusive content about mostly mental health stuff, but a lot of fun outtakes and things like that as well.
Yes, and we're going to have a fun mailbag episode coming up soon because we've got so many great messages from you guys and calls. But if you want to call us with anything else, any scams, anything that's happening with you, any hometown scams, our hot tip hotline is 347-509-9414 because you know I love a phone call.
Yes, thank you guys so much. Have a safe 4th of July. Please don't set off any fireworks in my neighborhood because my cats are scared.
My dog is too.
Yeah. Stay healthy.
Stay sane. And we love you.
We'll see you next week.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.